Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today we want to talk a little bit, end up the week with a little lesson about being lied to and saying, well, I didn't know. Ignorance is bliss. I want to end up this out of the same booklet that I had used a couple times, Water Around the Altar, from wordfortheweary.org. It's a great book. I suggest anybody and everybody get a copy of it. It's just a daily devotional for 30 days on discernment, and it's just great, folks. It's just great. You will absolutely be blessed by it. There's just so much to learn. But today we're talking about being lied to and saying, I just didn't know. Well, you know, ignorance is bliss, and then you find out you've been lied to. You know, it's a horrible feeling to realize you've been deceived. You know, it can be a sickening sense of having been violated. Really, someone you trusted is proven unworthy after all. And that really strikes you, you know, when that happens. And really, the longer the deception went on, the longer period of time that they covered, the deeper the pain, you know, when you realize it, the deeper the pain is. It's terrible sometimes. I was reading in this book, former cult members sometimes tell of their reluctance to leave their group, even after being shown the lies and errors of the organization. For some, the feeling of betrayal seems to be too much to bear. The fear of confronting it can be a terrible shackle, binding the individual perpetually to the very institution that is causing the pain to start with. Sadly, that troubled feeling is not the only effect of having been taken in. One of the many horrible aspects of sin is that it affects more than just the sinner. A disobedient leader has the ability to lead followers into spiritual peril. How much greater the potential for destruction for the followers of one who deceives. The heartbreaking truth is that natural consequences follow, regardless of how naive the victim is. Think of those who drink poison Kool-Aid in Jonestown with Jim Jones. Think about the Branch Davidians who lost their lives in Waco, Texas. You know, consider the judgment of a holy God on the poor souls who have been fooled into pursuing a false gospel to the very rejection of Christ. Well, you know, and thankfully God's mercy is great. You know, he faithfully provides ways of escape for those who would be hoodwinked into grave danger. His word is replete with warnings to search the scriptures, to be alert, and to test what we're taught. He's also faithful to grant repentance and redemption to those who humbly acknowledge their transgression before it's too late. In 1 Kings 13:11-34, it says, because of them the way of the truth will be maligned, and in their greed they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. That's not out of Kings. That's out of 2 Peter 2:3. Let me read what it says in a different version here, I think, a little bit. Let's start with verse 1 in 2 Peter 2:1. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction among themselves. Many will follow their own sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned, and in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. And I'll read a little bit more there. It says, for if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to pits of darkness reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others when he bought brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, and if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction by reducing them to ashes, having made them an example to those who would live ungodly lives thereafter, and if he rescued righteous Lot, oppressed by the sensual conduct of unprincipled men, for by what he saw and heard that righteous man while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment. So see, the Lord knows how to help you. If you're willing to follow the Lord will help you. But keep in mind something that we don't like to hear often. But it says, God did not even spare the angels when they sinned, but he cast them into hell and committed them to pits of darkness reserved for judgment. And their judgment will come, and they will be in the fire, and they will be tormented and forever and ever, eternity. That's why we have to be careful when we do not discern truth from lies. You have to try to understand what I'm saying. You have to know the difference between truth and lies, truth and falsehoods. Or you're following a lie. And prayerfully, you will one day see the truth, hear the truth, know the truth, and realize that you've been lied to. And you will turn to God. But what we know and see all the time, especially today, people who were raised, let's just use an example, someone raised in the Methodist Church, they are so blind, they can be, and I know some that are, they can be so blind to the truth because they don't want to accept the truth, and here's why. Sad to say, but I had a minister, a Methodist minister, tell me one day, I was talking to him about some things that he knew he was wrong about. But what he said was, I was raised a Methodist, I've always been a Methodist, and I guess I'll just die a Methodist. That is sad, folks. You should not say, I'll die a Methodist. You should say, I will die a believer in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Methodists have nothing to do with it. There's no room in heaven for Methodist. There's no room in heaven for Baptist. There's no room in heaven for Presbyterians. There's no room in heaven for Catholics. There's no room in heaven for Assembly of God. There's no room for any denomination in heaven. There's only room in heaven for followers of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the only people that can make it to heaven. No one else can make it there. No Methodist can make it there. Only a believer in Jesus Christ. If someone happens to go to the Methodist Church and they're a true believer in Jesus Christ, they will go to heaven. But they won't go to heaven being a Methodist. They'll go to heaven being a believer in the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Their denominations will be thrown to the back burner. If your denomination is your main focus, you're not following Jesus. You're following your church. You're following your denomination, and you're going to pay an ultimate price. Some of these denominations, they have turned from the truth, and they're teaching and preaching lies, and you're listening to them. And some of you, listen to me now, some of you realize you're being lied to, some of you know you're being lied to, some of you have confronted the lie with yourself, within yourself, but you will not do anything about it, you will not change, because you are sold out on the congregation, the church that you've always went to, the church that maybe that mom and dad went to, and you just don't want to be confronted with all of those things. You would rather be confronted with hell than be confronted with the truth. That's just sad. It's sickening. It's sad. It's wrong. excuse me, it's wrong, and that's there's just no excuse for it. None. So many of us want to say, well, I've been in the Baptist church all my life. My grandpa was a Baptist. My dad was a Baptist. I'm a Baptist. My kids are Baptists. And I just can't stand the thought. I just can't stand the thought that there's no way we can be wrong. That can't be right. It just can't be. It just can't be. Well, you know what, folks? Things change. People change. And church denominations, their beliefs change. And when they change and become contrary to the Word of God, it's time to go away from them. It's time to depart from them and follow the Lord. Denominations will not save you. The Methodist Church cannot save you. The Assembly of God Church cannot save you. The Baptist Church cannot save you. The Christian Church cannot save you. The Catholic Church cannot save you. The only way you can be saved is through Jesus Christ, Him alone. I am the way, the truth, and the life, saith the Lord. He's the only way to the Father. He's the only way that you can attain salvation. Don't follow anyone that you realize you've been lied to by just because you can't stand the thought of the betrayal. You just can't hardly stand it, you know. It's too much to bear to know that I could be deceived, that I could be betrayed by these people. I just can't stand the thought of that, so I'm just going to let it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. It'll all work out. Well, no, it won't all work out. It will not work out. If you're following teachings that are contrary to the holy, holy, holy Word of God, and you believe and follow this, and have others listening to you, and you're leading them on the road to destruction, it is not going to work itself out. You're going to pay a penalty. You're going to pay a price. And it's a horrible price to pay. When it's so easy to turn from the wicked way and turn to the Lord. No more, but I didn't know. If you read your Bible, if you ask the Lord and pray to the Lord to give you discernment, to give you the wisdom, and give you the Holy Ghost to help guide you and help you and direct you and lead you, you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. You won't have any reason to stand up anymore and say, but I didn't know. You know, there's a lot of deception out there in the churches today. A lot of it. Pray to God for compassion on them churches. And you know, there's a lot of them struggling on their way out, trying to find how do I get out of this? Someone, maybe you're a younger person and your folks are still alive and they're going to the same church they went to all their life and you're still going to church where they went. But you know it's wrong. But how can you leave that church knowing that they're wrong, but knowing it's going to break your mom and dad's heart? So what do you elect to do? You elect to stay there for the sake of your mom and dad and instead of God. That, my friend, is the wide, wide road that leadeth to destruction. If you know the truth, you get away from there if you can't do anything to get them back on track to God. And then you find you a church that's preaching the truth, and then go talk to your mom and dad and say, here's why I'm leaving. Here's why I left. Here's the truth, Ma. Here's the truth, Dad. I love you, but here's the truth. And help them to understand the truth. Help them to understand that they've been married to their denomination for so long that they're now living and believing the lies that they've been told and don't realize it. Praise God. Be a shining example, right? Amen. Hey, gotta go. God bless every one of you. See you next week, folks.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.